John chapter number 18 and verse number 12 for sake of reading. This is when they had come to take Jesus from the Garden of Gethsemane. Verse number 12 says, "Then the band and the captain and officers of the Jews took Jesus and bound him and led him away to Annas first, for he was father-in-law to Caiaphas, which was the high priest that same year. Now Caiaphas was he which gave counsel to the Jews that it was expedient that one man should die for the people. Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. That disciple was known unto the high priest and went in with Jesus into the palace of the high priest. But Peter stood at the door without. Then went out that other disciple, which was known unto the high priest, and spake unto her that kept the door, and brought in Peter. Then saith the damsel that kept the door unto Peter, Art not thou also one of this man's disciples? He saith, I am not. And the servants and the officers stood there, who had made a fire of coals, for it was cold, and they warmed themselves. And Peter stood with them and warmed himself. I want to look in around this story this morning, and the thought that the Lord has brought to my mind is found in verse number 17. Then saith the damsel that kept the door unto Peter, Art not thou also one of this man's disciples? He saith, I am not. What I want to preach about this morning is, I am not a disciple. I am not a disciple. All of us know what it means, or the definition of the word disciple. It means one that is disciplined to follow another. One taught to follow another and their teachings. When asked that question on this day of judgment, our Lord was already taken in. He's already bound. Peter was close by, and it was asked of him, Are you one of his disciples? And he said, I am not. Now, you and I know that Peter became one of the greatest apostles of Christ that we know of. He was indeed a disciple, but I want to get down to that thought. What it means to not be a disciple. I am not a disciple. His actions on this day definitely do not portray that of a disciple. When I looked at this story, and if you're looking at a man, first of all, that when the band and the captain and officers of the Jews took Jesus, there's a lot of people gathered right there that are not disciples. One man, the captain, he is a commander of 1,000 men. He is a man that is supposed to uphold the truth or uphold the law. Yet, he was not a disciple. Just because someone upholds the truth or, upholds the law does not make them a disciple. There are a lot of what we say good people in the world, but the Lord makes it clear as far as salvation's concerned, there is none good, no, not one. And so just being No doubt he had been told this man was a seditionist. This man wants to overthrow the government. And this commander of 1,000 men came to do what he thought was right and took our Lord and Savior into custody. Took him in as a criminal. Saw our Lord as a criminal. You see, just because one is upholding the law doesn't mean that they're going to view everything the way that it should be viewed. There were a lot of officers of the Jews that had come with him that took Jesus. There's also, they led him away to Annas first. He was probably the head of the Sanhedrin, the head of the Jewish council, the head of tribal priests, the head of the tribes of Israel. Yet he wasn't a disciple. He could hold that great position. Just because a man's president doesn't mean he knows God. Then there was, he's the father-in-law to Caiaphas, who is the high priest. The high priest of the Jews' religion, of the law of Moses. This man, most religious, yet was not a disciple. It's not just religion that makes one a disciple, or even knowing of it that makes a disciple. And so Peter is now, Simon Peter is following Jesus, and so did another disciple. And he is called that other disciple. He is the true disciple. He is John. That disciple was known unto the high priest. The high priest knew who John was, knew that he was a disciple, knew his character, knew that he followed the Lord. And he followed in. The Bible said that he went in with Jesus. When Peter was standing outside and did not want to be known as an associate of our Lord, that other disciple went in with Jesus. He followed on in behind. As my Lord is, so am I. If they were going to bring him in guilty, John was going to say, I'm guilty too. I am this man's disciple. Someone that is very adamant about being positioned with Christ. I mean, you and I should protect our testimony that we are wanting to walk with Christ. It should be known to others that we are at Christ's side. Peter did not want to be there. The disciple that went in, which was known of the unto the high priest, and spake unto her that kept the door. Now listen to this. And brought in Peter. The other disciple, it looks to me, said there's another, told the lady that kept the door, said this man, bring him in. He's a disciple of the Lord. And she even asked him, art thou a disciple? Art not thou also one of this man's disciples? You know, if she had already been told, why is she asking the question? Why? You know, that makes a statement to me that there are a lot of people that say they are. They've been seen in association with the other disciple. The other disciple even said, this is one of the disciples. Bring him in. Bring in Peter. But she saw something about him that made her question, art not thou also? Are you? Aren't you one of his? No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Boy, that rang in my ears. I am not a disciple. That Peter would make such a statement. His actions were saying, I am not a disciple. He denied our Lord to those whom he should not have denied. In his person. Listen, when we are out among the
those that keep the door, those of the world, they should know beyond a shadow of a doubt, you and I are His disciples. They said, by this, all men shall know that you're my disciples, if you have love one toward another. It was very much seen that John, he went in, he stayed with the Lord. Peter was to be brought in. He said, I'm not. And the servants and officers stood there who had made a fire of coals, for it was cold. They warmed themselves, and Peter stood with them and warmed himself. We've all heard, many of us have been in church for years, have no doubt heard a preacher preach the message, warming by the fire of the world. You know, being out there. But listen, he stood with the others. Stood with the others. People, listen, we have to be very careful who we stand with, who we identify with. Peter wanted to fit in with that crowd. He didn't want to be seen with John and Jesus. He wanted to stand with others as if he was one of them. That's not a disciple. Somebody that is always making the decision to stand with others. You know, Brother Brandon was teaching some this morning about a lot of that was going on up there. You know, that just big religious event. But there are people that stand with the others instead of standing with the Lord. You see, if we're going to stand with the Lord, we must stand with His Word no matter how much it hurts. He was going to be judged on this day. They said to Jesus when they brought Him down, I spake openly to the world, Jesus said. In verse 19, they asked Jesus of His disciples and of His doctrine, because He does know His disciples. The Lord knoweth them that are His. Regardless of who's putting on, the Lord knows them that are His. Even them that are His that are not acting like His, He knows them that are His. And His doctrine. And His doctrine. And when you have things happening that go absolutely against His doctrine, you know, people today that want to say, oh, we don't need none of that doctrine. Well, that's His doctrine. That's the Lord's doctrine. It's very important we stand with His doctrine. The Lord's doctrine. What thus saith the Lord. Amen? And, you know, but there are those that want to stand with others. And but they ask Him, said, concerning His disciples and His doctrine. He said, I spake openly to the world. Anyone could have been a disciple. He didn't push anyone out. Our Lord would welcome any to come in. He would speak openly to the world. But He was not of the world. He did not bring in the world. He spake openly to the world. And He ever taught in the synagogue and in the temple. It was in the house of God where our Lord made known God, made known the truth, made known Himself, where the Father testified of the Son, like the Son testified of the Father, there in the church. And so He said, whither the Jews always resort, and in secret have I said nothing. Why askest thou me? Look at this. Ask them which heard me what I have said unto them. Behold, they know what I said. Ask them that are disciples, that have heard Him. Ask them that know They know what he said. We know what he said. The world knows what he said. Though they have tried to twist and turn and wrest the scriptures to their own destruction, they know what he has said. If they have heard him, they know what he has said. But you and I, as a disciple, listen, surely we know what he has said. Do you remember the man that was born blind and they tried to make him believe that Jesus, the one that opened his eyes, had a devil? He said, well, whether he be a devil or not, I know not. I don't know about all those such things that you're saying, but I know one thing. I was blind and now I see. I know what he's done for me. I know what Christ did in my life. I'm not talking about I know how I feel. I know what I think about things. I know the way I think God would be. No, I know what he has done for me. And I know what he has said. Are we a disciple? People of Jesus' instruction know him. Peter denied him. He warmed himself. He said again at the end of verse 25, I am not. Verse 27, Peter then denied again. Constantly denying the Lord in his life. Not trying to get closer to the Lord, constantly denying the Lord. Is it a sign? It is a sign I'm not a disciple. Constantly rejecting of being a Christian. Constantly standing with the other. But not so with John. I love that other disciple. When they took Jesus and bound him and led him away, everywhere they brought him, they even got him down to bring him to the judgment hall. It says, Simon Peter, verse 15, followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. I bet that other disciple was a lot closer than Simon Peter was. That disciple was known unto the high priest and went in with Jesus. Went in. The Bible said in verse 16 again, then went out that other disciple which was known. Said it again. Known. Well, that's a disciple. Somebody unquestionably, they know. Yeah. He's one of the Lord. He's one of Jesus. He's one of them that follow Jesus. You sure? Yep, he is. He's one of them. I know him. They know. The world knows. The world can even know. When the Lord made that statement through John, this is how all men will know you're my disciples. They can know. I am not a disciple. The statement that Peter made and warming by the fire and standing with the others and denying and denying and denying instant again and another instant and another instant again and again. Constantly against Christ, against that testimony, against what the Lord has said, over and over, that's not a disciple. Peter said it right. His actions, I am not. Not on that night. Now again, I know in the span of this, but I know Peter was a follower of the Lord. And I'm preaching about people that are not. Boy, I'm telling you, he he had one of the best examples of what not to do and what people that are not disciples do. That's what they do again and again. They don't have the strength to stand. They don't have the desire to stand. They don't have the love that the other disciple had. It's very evident that John loved the Lord. Peter didn't have the kind of love John had. A different love. Amen. I'm not a disciple. To not have that kind of love, that kind of devotion. That, again, I'm not talking about a law keeper or a law giver. We had those men in there. Men saying they believed they were doing what was right. Religious men saying they upheld the law of God and the law of Moses, yet they were not disciples. Definitely not disciples. Many were saying to me in that day, Brother Brandon read it in his teaching. Have we not prophesied in thy name? Have we not cast out devils in thy name? Have not done many wonderful works in thy name? What was the one thing the Lord said? I never knew you. You are not my disciple. You're not my disciple. I was reading after a man the other day, and he said, he kept using this term, the acid test. He must have liked that term. The acid test of Christianity. The acid test of repentance and so forth. Truly turning and following. Laying aside and following. Laying aside. Truly turning and following. Because many have called, but not turned and followed. Many people that want to say they're a disciple are not. Why? Whatever they said they got has never caused them to stand with Jesus. They've always stood with others. Always stood with the others. They don't know what he said. They're constantly in the world. Constantly. All those people that get saved, I want to know 30 days from now where they are. Are they serving the Lord? Are they in a local church? Are they seeking God? Have they been transformed? Are they a disciple? Or was it just an experience? That's what I want to know. Peter made a mistake on this day, but the rest of his life, listen, showed he was indeed a disciple of the Lord. We've made mistakes. Children of God have made mistakes. We all have, probably at one time or another. And if you haven't, praise the Lord. Some may have got put in a position you didn't want people to know right at that time that we were followers of the Lord. It should be our desire to be like John, that other disciple. I know. I know Jesus, and I'm standing with Him. You ridicule Him, you ridicule me. I'm going to stand with Him. He is my Lord. He is my Savior. He wasn't afraid. When all others didn't know Him, John knew Him. It's the Lord. Why? Because the love that he had. You get somebody that really draws up close to God, listen now, I mean a true disciple, it's hard to pry them away. It's a lot harder to get them to warm by the fire than it is somebody that's been walking at a distance. Very easy that night for Peter to warm by the fire of the what? He had been at a distance. Now, he still had that choice. He could have made the decision, but he was standing too far back. You know what he should have done? When he chopped that man's ear off in the garden, he should have kept that attitude about him. When they grabbed his Lord and John took off right behind him, he should have said, "Wait, John, I'm right with you." But he didn't. Something overcame him. Fear. Fear of death. Fear of persecution. Fear of people knowing. Because then when they know, they're going to look at you different. Ain't they? They're going to look at you different. Well, they are to look at us different. Not that we're any better. We're different, though. We are different. Amen. I'm glad I'm different. I'm glad the Lord said I'm different. I'm glad He said we're peculiar. Amen. That's all right to get a little peculiar every now and then. Amen. For God. For the Lord. Like Brother Mike said, you don't have to hang from a grapevine, but you'll be peculiar. You'll be different than them. That's peculiar enough to be different from the world is peculiar enough. And that's what people need to see today. They need to see a disciple. I want you to stand this morning. God bless you.